Tom, there's two issues. One is whether the state sets up its own health care exchange, and the second is whether the state expands Medicaid enrollment. And those are two different things. If the state fails to establish its own health care exchange, the federal government will do that, and it wouldn't cost the state anything. The state could have more control, but it doesn't cost the state anything. The real issue is whether or not the state of Florida expands Medicaid. The federal government will offer the states upwards of 90% of the ongoing costs, and in the initial years, 100% of the cost, to expand Medicaid. Some states have chosen to take the federal government up on that offer. Others have chosen not to do that.
Either way the state goes on these two matters, it's going to cost Florida residents some money.
There's no doubt about that. There would be an added expense, but there'd be significant added benefits.
Such as?
Well, for each dollar that the state spends on a steady state basis, the federal government's going to contribute $9. So this would cause a huge increase in health care expenditures. It would create far better health care in the state of Florida. It would reduce the load of indigent health care under the current system, which would be a significant cost savings. And it would create a substantial amount of new jobs. $46 billion of additional spending on health care, or a run rate of almost $10 billion per year on additional health care spending, is going to create about 25,000 direct health care jobs and probably as many as 50 or 60,000 total job increase. So it is a substantial jobs program in addition to being a significant health care program.
Now, I think what a lot of people are wondering as this program is phased in over the next couple of years is what is it going to be like and how much is it going to cost for me? Now, suppose I'm someone who is either unemployed or I work, as many people do in Central Florida, for the tourism and hospitality industry, and my employer is not offering health coverage. What will it look like for me? What will the process look like and how much is it going to cost?
Well, it kind of depends upon what the state of Florida does. So assume that the state of Florida does not expand Medicaid and does not open its own health care exchange. Then those who are working can get their health care insurance from the new health care exchanges run by the federal government. And that policy would be subsidized depending upon their income. Those who aren't working probably cannot afford even the policies under the healthcare exchanges. They wouldn't be covered under Medicaid, so their condition really wouldn't change much. By contrast, if the state of Florida expands Medicaid enrollment, then many people who would not be able to get their health insurance from the exchanges would be covered by the expansion in Medicaid and would have much better healthcare insurance. The process would be exactly the same as the state has now, or pretty close there, too.
Now, Hank, in some other states, I'm thinking of Massachusetts and Tennessee and several others that have already expanded the public health care system, their experience has been that as the state begins to offer alternatives to the traditional model of employer-based health insurance, many employers begin to find loopholes and exemptions and various ways to avoid offering health insurance coverage to their employees, knowing that the state is going to pick up the slack. Do you foresee that happening here?
There's no doubt there'll be some distortions. If employers have less than 50 employees, that's where we could get the distortions of companies no longer providing the same kind of health care and attempting to make some types of transitions. For very small companies, they actually get a subsidy to provide health care if they're not providing it now under the Affordable Care Act. For companies over 50 employees, they must provide the full health care to their employees. So, yeah, I mean, you're going to see some gaming of the system on the margins.
Some employers, though, you know, of course, are still saying that implementation of so-called Obamacare is going to cost them millions of dollars to implement. They say they can't afford it and say that they're going to have to lay off people because of the expense of this. Is there a validity to their concerns and what will really happen?
Well, for some firms, especially in the restaurant business, there is some validity to those concerns. But those companies that fail to provide health care will find that their best employees go to the companies that do provide health care.